This is the Union State meeting on April 11th, 2026. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivian's message for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matters. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to Bivens' decision for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to Bivens' decision for the third time? Not hearing any. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here, must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. This, if they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. I thank everybody for showing up today. I want to go over a few little things from the coordinator call from Thursday first. Anna was talking about that we all need to get ready because things are going to start happening, and it looks like the other government is going to be shut down and we're going to have to stand up. So we need to get people involved in this, you know, to get this going. You know, part of today's discussion is the elections. You know, just try to get our courts up and running because we're going to need those as soon as, you know, that happens. She really sounded like, you know, because one of the comments that she made was the territorial government, the government we have now, said, well, we'll just keep taking over because we already got it here and we're doing it. And Anna told them, no, we have our government. We don't need you. So it's getting close and things are happening. So, you know, we got to get ready, and, you know, people need to get involved and start helping, you know, to get this up and running and actually in process. We're going to get hit one day, you know. We're doing this, and, you know, the training, all the training that we can give you here in these meetings is what we do. I'm hoping, you know, if there's anything that or training that people need, let me know, or, you know, speak up in the meetings so that we can, you know, I can actually come up with a training for you, you know, and for everybody else, not just you, but everybody in this. I want to talk to a little bit about decorum, how we do our meetings. Last meeting was a really good meeting. It went really long, but it could have been a little shorter if we stayed to the 3-minute talking. When we just start rambling on and on and on, these meetings get really long. And there's no reason that we can't wait until the next meeting, you know, to extend whatever it is that we're talking about. Or we could, you know, we get to the point, cut it short, you know, because we got to look at everybody else's time that's on this meeting. You know, every one of us have other things that we could be doing or need to do or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But we also need to get this done, too. So just be careful, you know, don't sit and ramble on, whatever. You know, if that happens, I will mute you, and then I'll explain, and then we'll start, and then you can explain whatever you're doing. But we got to keep it as short. I try to keep all these to an hour, these meetings, you know, so that we're not, you know, just killing our day, you know, with just sitting on here talking. But we do need to talk about a lot of things. So with that said, I hope everybody understands. We got to be courteous of each other. and, you know, loving each other and being courteous. Okay, the next thing I want to do is, Keith, if you want, do you want to say a prayer for the meeting? Did you hear me, Keith?
Yes, sir, my brother. I had some issues trying to get on internet and all that, but yeah, I definitely hear you, brother. I didn't hear what your question was, though, but I heard you say, "Did you hear me, Keith?" I was talking to my son.
I wanted to know if you want to do the prayer for the meeting.
I'd be honored, brother. Father God, we just ask you to hear how grateful we are, Lord, that you have given us this avenue to actually realize that all of our fears and all of our feelings inside of us having a funky, overhanded government over our lives, and to have this avenue, Lord, that we believe that is the real deal, and that this can help us fight for our freedoms. Father, we just thank you so much for the avenues in each one of our lives that got us to this point where we can unite as a family and come against the oppression of the government that has been placed upon us as free Americans. We just thank you, Father, for that. And please continue to bless us and help us in our movement to restore freedom, total freedom in our country, Lord. We just love you with all of our hearts. We say these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Keith. Okay. The next thing I'm going to do is go into what's going on with the elections and stuff. Robert, do you want to say anything about the elections?
Yeah, there's not much to say. It's really simple. I just saw in light of something bad happening to turn it into something good. And we've done nothing for a long time, and this will move us towards something. And that's it. And it's a simple process that we could achieve with basically nothing. So that was just my take on it.
Can you tell us where we're at in our election process?
So there's three parts. We're in the first part. The election post has to be posted for 30 days. Then the 30 days after that, we do the actual voting. And then the 30 days after that, the 90-day mark, we post the results for 30 days. So it's a 90-day process.
Thank you, Robert. And it sounds like we're on the way to getting all that done. Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Robert?
I know. So from the last meeting, anybody that hasn't gotten the email that I sent out, I'll post the elections email in the chat right here. Email that you didn't get that email, and I'll send it to you. So I don't know who got it or not, and I'll send it to you.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Got something going on here.
And I didn't post no dates or nothing because I didn't know how everything was going to play out. I might do that within the week, and then stuff will become more clear when I know how things are going to play out.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about the elections or what we're doing and how we're getting it done? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. So with that said, I'm going to go into one of the next things that we need to start getting people working on the documents that we're going to be using, you know, for elections, for, you know, our decorum, about, you know, just about everything that we need We need to, those actually completed and looked at. So what I'm going to do is share my screen here. Carlos is here.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, if you'll look on the screen, if you can see it, this is, this is the old one. Hang on. Let me see if I can find. Okay, this one. The other one is to do appointments for elections. This one here is if you wanted to be nominated or elected, you could fill out this and nominate somebody, or you could do it yourself. And then once we go through the nominations is what the process we're doing right now. The first 30 days is we post all of the people that wants to be a nominee or are nominated for different positions, like the sheriff, the court clerk, the justice of the peace. Those are all being published right now in the public. So there were, and this is a form if you wanted to do that, which you could put yourself on. This one here is the actual handbook that I started. The logo needs to be changed. But this is, we need people to go through this handbook here, read it. Also the people that are in the election committee, which is Robert, Mark, Michelle, and Aaron, go through this document, make sure no spelling errors, make sure that it sounds correct on how we want to do our elections. Right now we're doing an election right now and we'll learn from it, and based on that there'll be a lot of stuff that will get changed in this handbook based on how we perceive things are going to happen or how we're going to do it in the future, right? So this is in the downloads, and if everybody doesn't remember, let me get to here. If you go to usdownloads.thenevadaunionstate, gov.land, it'll take you here. You go to the Union State meetings. All the way down today is 411. These are all the documents. This document is in here. Please download it, read it, look through it. Every one of these documents, we got to get, everybody's approval and look at it. And, and there's also the Jural Assembly handbook in here on how to build your Jural Assembly, that kind of stuff. So, it's go through them. After this meeting, also in this same place, there'll be another directory called Minutes, and it'll be all the recordings for the meeting and that kind of stuff. So you'll be able to get it. Usually that happens within an hour after the meeting. So everything goes in this date, the meeting 2026, 4/11. And these are all the meetings we had before. If you wanted to go back and look through them, you're welcome to. Everything we do is public. We don't do anything in secret. We don't hide anything. So everything's out there for everybody to see and read and watch and do whatever. Do we have any question about the documents? And, if anybody's in here right now that wants to help actually creating documents or editing the documents, please ask and I'll get you set up to actually working on them. We've adopted using Affinity, and now Affinity is our tool that we're going to use. This is Affinity. I'm here. I'm working on the baby deed, as you can see. This is the new Affinity. It is free. It's like Word and all that. If you want to download it and start learning how to use it, just download it. you know, go to their website. But this is what Affinity is. It's just a document editor, and it allows you to put in fields and that kind of stuff you can merge in. But this is the tool that we're using. See if it says, see Affinity. But if you just go to their website, it's a free download. You can download it. This is the new one. It's version 3. And play with it. And, you know, if you want to start helping, I'll send you the documents that are in Affinity, and you can start editing them and looking at them and try to help us format them, all kinds of stuff. So we need the help. You know, to get these documents done, we got a lot of documents to do. You know, it's like I said, our decorum meetings is one of them. We've actually created a lot of documents already, but we need people to go through them and look through them and fix them and that kind of stuff. Any questions on the documents and how we're doing them? Okay. And make sure you know this is where you go, you know, to get the documents. Here I'll actually do in big letters so that you guys can see it. I'll post it in the chat too. Hang on here. Okay, did you see that? You want to write it down? You can do that. I'll also post it right now in the chat. But that's where we keep all of our documents, all of our stuff, you know, everything that we're working on will be in here and under whatever meeting. And also, too, is if you want to watch the Anna's calls, like this is Anna's Monday night calls here, and this is the coordinated calls on Thursday. So I do record some of these, and I actually get them, and I post them up here. So if you want to go back and I'm trying to date them now, like this is the 421. If you want to go back and listen to Anna and her in the coordinator calls, you can go to that, either one of these, the Monday night one or the Thursday night one, and you can, you know, look at those. Or if you're, you know, if you want any, the training one has all some training stuff in here that I've been doing. But if you need certain training, whatever, let me know so that we could talk about it and actually do, you know, better training than what I have in here. But this is your go-to for, you know, trying to get documents and stuff. Because we're starting to get more and more people to sign up, you know, and to come into the, you know, to be an SN. And, you know, we're working on right now a welcome letter for them. Because we just don't have one right now. I don't know, Aaron. Do you have any welcome letter for the, you know, people that sign up?
No, I don't, Rocky.
Okay. So this week I'm going to be working on one. Tomorrow I'll probably edit it, and it'll go through Aaron to look, you know, to go over it. But we need some kind of a, you know, to let people under, you know, what it is that we do, where to find information. You know, what is it that we're doing? What are we working on? Those kind of things. The other thing is there's, if you go to, let me close, shut down some of these. Get a web page up here. This one is the Clark County website. And I think it's under I think it's record. Yeah, record yourself. This is kind of like a little welcome, and kind of tells a little bit about us, how to get in contact with the coordinating secretary, and this one is for Clark County, you know, for the Clark County coordinator. We're also doing one in the Union State website. That one is the Nevada Union State gov.land. That's this website here. And again, it has similar information on it too. So if you go through these websites, there is good information. On the Clark County one, I've had people ask me about how to get in contact with certain people. You go to the public officials and say, like we do sheriff, this is the email for sheriff, right? I did fix those and different ones, like the coordinators. This is me and my email address. Actually, that one wasn't changed. I'll have to fix them. It is Rocky that Roper, but it's the Nevada Union State Gov, not the Nevada Assembly. And same with Tamara. Sue's, that is Sue's email address, the current one. So you could use that one too if you want to go there. But I'm trying to put up stuff to where, you know, we'll put in the welcome letter how people can go to these different websites. You know, if you're dealing with the, you know, Clark County or Nye County or whatever, or if you're doing the, you know, the Union State here. Also, the TASA website is TASAAmericanNationals.org. If you go there, that has a lot of the stuff that Anna's been doing for us. So you can go through and read a lot of these documents and stuff and get training from them. You know, I suggest looking through these websites because it is who we are and what we're doing. There's a lot of good information on these websites. Those will be in the welcome letter, you know, so people will know where to go find things. Does anybody have any questions about doing the welcome letter and the information we need to give them, or is there certain other information we should give out? Nobody's got any suggestions of what you would have wanted to know when you signed up and what it is that we are doing here? Okay. It, you know, when we get feedback or whatever, people talking, then it does help us, you know, being able to talk to other people and get them involved. So, okay. The next thing I want to talk about. Go ahead.
This is a simple email, like, welcome Robert Latus to the Nevada Assembly. He's our newest ASN. You know, welcome him in and send him to this. Like, have the website. You know, this website. You know, just simple things. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the deal is we're thinking about doing like a 2-page or 3-page thing, just kind of explaining things and giving all the links, different web pages. You know, the first page would be just like a introduction to who we are and, you know, thanking them for, you know, doing their paperwork and becoming an ASN. Something simple. Any more questions or anything? Suggestions? Okay. The next thing I wanted to talk about is the LRO. Oops, I did that wrong. This is the LRO. We're getting at the point now. We did a training on last Saturday. Was it last Saturday or Sunday? Aaron, what day was it? Or no, it was...
Yeah, it was last...
It was Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay, last Tuesday. Actually, the LRO is really close. It's like 95% ready to use. We're doing testing on it, the recording secretaries. We had a meeting on Tuesday going over all the features and how they would use it. Once we get to a certain point, if you can come in here to and let me test this, I'll send an email out when it's ready that you can create your account. Now, the reason for creating the account is also we have the website for voting. And I'm not sure if this is going to come up on this one. Let's see. This one here. This is the voting website. And again, this create your Nevada account is also creating an account in the LRO. And this is going to be in the, I don't know if we're going to do it this time or we're just going to do paper ballots, or we're going to do paper ballots and voting on here. But this is our, you know, our voting site. I don't know if it works. I don't, yeah, it does. So basically, you click on this. This would be a list of what the, you know, we're going to vote on. There'll be another one in here for elections, right? And it'll list, you know, when you click on it, it will list the people that you're going to be voting on, that kind of stuff. So this is the voting software, and it is also tied to the LRO. So if you don't have an LRO, you won't be able to vote on this way. You'll have to do paper ballot, okay? So that's why I suggest people, you know, either coming to this one or the LRO and create an account. I know the create account, I'm pretty sure, let me test them both before I, you know, people start to do it and it don't work, or it does work. I like to test everything multiple times. And that's why the recording secretaries right now are testing the other one to make sure that we're ready. Because, again, like Anna says, is when this gets dropped in our laps, we got to be ready to record people, get them into assembly, get the votings going, get, you know, do our elections, you know, get our courts up and running. One of the other things is we're working on is the, you know, the website for the court clerks and the record keepers. They need it, you know, to be able to save all of our documents and everything, so we're creating websites for that. The other website that I want people to go play with, and it's called public.nevadaunionstategov.land. This is that website. This is when we, well, in the future, I don't know if we're going to do it now, but in the future when we're posting to the public, whatever, this is the website we're going to post on. What we're going to do is when this website, I think this website is about 98% done right now as far as posting public stuff, okay? There's going to be a way for even the people, as long as you're an ASN and you have an LRO account, you will be able to post stuff on this too, okay? So, go ahead, anybody? James, your hands up.
Yeah, I created my account, the LRO, and it's saying that it's waiting to be verified, the account. Okay.
Yeah, when did you do it? If it was a long time ago, I've been cleaning up a lot of the data that's in there, and you'll have to do it again. And what's going to happen is when you click the create and you put in your email, your username, email, and your password, you're going to get emailed a link. That link is what verifies your account so that you can log into it.
Right, I haven't received that, so.
Right, and it wasn't working, that part wasn't working before. That's why I said let me test it again to make sure, because of the domain getting shut down and I had to move everything over, let me make sure that the emails are going out and they're going out right, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And that you're able to activate your accounts, right?
Sounds good.
The ideal is that we want to make sure that the email address that you give us is a valid email address and you are an actual person, you know, that's trying to do your paperwork. Right. And so it's going to email you to activate that account so we know that that email is correct and you're using it, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. So It may be next Saturday when we do the meeting that I will announce everything. And, you know, we got to get with the recording secretary, you know, committee again and do one last training and go through the software again. And just to make sure all of it's working. And at that point, you know, we're live as far as, you know, the Union State LRO or the Nevada, you know, LRO basically. Because it's all the counties are going to be using it. So it is a statewide, you know, LRO for Nevada that we created. I don't want to step on anybody's toes or whatever, but it is a state LRO, and we're going to use it as that. But this, I want people to log on to this website here and go through it. Give us any input to what you think about this public website. This was created by Kim, or Paul Kim. Paul is another one that's in the IT committee, and he's actually helping me with websites and stuff, and he's doing an excellent job. I don't know what you guys think of the look and stuff of this website here, but, you know, I like it. You know, it's got a lot of good stuff on it. But just go through and play with it. Oops. I have to play with some of this stuff. But anyway, it's just the bulletin board one. But, yeah, play with it, whatever. Paul is actually now working on the court website. We got to have that ready so that we can run our courts once we stand up our courts. You know, and we have literally probably 60 days, you know, 2 months, maybe 3 months before we're up and running. And we need to have those, you know, ways to save our documents, to secure them and all that kind of stuff, you know, for court cases, you know, stuff like that. Any questions here? You know, as you can see, we're moving along. We're not waiting. Right now, I'm asking for everybody to look at these and go through them to get your approval. You know, if nobody complains or whatever, we're going forward with whatever we're doing. We're having a hard time getting people to commit to stuff, and we don't have the time to wait to get our government going. So, you know, and I'm a firm believer. I believe everybody should have a chance to, you know, put in their input, you know, raise their hand, say yes or no. I'm giving your chances now to look through this stuff. I'm giving you all the websites. So basically, this one is called public.thenevadaunionstategov.land. The other one was LRO, and then the other one was voting.thenevadaassembly. So, you know, we're moving forward. And the next one you'll see that we'll be presenting is the courts website. And that's where if each one of us, when we get our courts up and running, which is our goal, and that's what we're working on right now, is if there's a, you know, you want to file a case or you have some issue with something or whatever, our court website will be the place that you'll go to file your paperwork and, you know, to put it on record, right? It's basically going to be like the LRO, but it's going to be your porthole into our courts. And to be able to, you know, we haven't decided 100% on, because a lot of stuff in the courts can't be public, and that's like ongoing cases, stuff like that. But after the case has been settled, you know, went through the jury, and the jury's made a decision, you know, these are questions that you as the people have to, you know, give us input on what you guys think on how it should work and what should be public and what should not, right? I'm just giving you what we're working on, and we can change it at any time. You know, if the people say, hey, we can't do it that way, or this can't be, you know, public or something, you know what I'm saying? Then we can make changes to those websites. Any questions or comments or anything?
Yeah, I want to add something.
Go ahead.
All the positions up for the election, any, like, create folders for each of the positions for any training or just pertinent information to that position. You know, just any little thing that's available to we could review it in the meantime.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Robert, but you, from what I heard, is that training on each other people that are nominated for the positions? Is that what you said?
Yeah, to create like a folder for each position that's up. So there any, like, we can see the information beforehand, like review it, you know what I mean? Just to get a heads up on everything.
That's one of the things that's in the voting. Hang on here. Let me get to this one here. Is once we create the election thing in here, which we can do that really soon here. But if you look up here where it says add bio, if you click on that, this is, so each one of the positions, you'd be able to click on them and then have a tight, you know, like a short description about them and then a more longer one. And, you know, this could be changed too on more information that you guys would want on the person that you're electing, you're going to elect in the office. So we have some things, but we're not, as I said, this is where we need input from the people. What is it do you want to see? What do you, you know, it's like if you went up to vote for somebody, what do you want to see about them that would make you vote for them or not vote for them, right? You know, you can email the deals, you know, the coordinator, the union state, gov.land. You can email me any of this stuff. You can email it to the elections committee. So elections.the Nevada Union State, gov.land. They would get it and compile whatever it is that you guys want to see as far as elections go, that kind of stuff, right? So we're welcoming your input, and we really need it to, so that we can design these things to help you basically decide how you want your government ran.
I didn't mean that. I meant like any training or just any available information on being a sheriff, on being a court clerk, on being a bondsman, on being a coroner, on being a justice of the peace, being a county chairman, anything that's available that could be thrown together real quick just to, you know, review it while we can.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, you want to know kind of like a job title.
No, like training for this specific positions, like any information.
Rocky, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Keith.
I'm thinking that Robert wants to potentially have a place where the persons that are potentially up for an election can put down information on themselves on what their potential qualifications could be. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's not what I'm getting. What I'm getting is for information for that person, say like the sheriff, what kind of training, what kind of information that tells the sheriff on what he's going to do or how he does things, that kind of stuff. Am I right, Robert, or is that wrong?
For each position, yes, correct.
Okay. So this one here is for the actual voting, where it's what Keith is talking about, a little bio about the person, you know, so that you know who they are, what they've done in their past, that kind of stuff. And then what Robert's saying is whoever says, raise their hand and says, I want to be sheriff, well, what does the sheriff really need to do? What is his position? You know, what kind of training can he get to do that? And those kind of things. So information on that, right, Robert?
Yes, on each specific position, yes.
Okay. So those are the things we need to work on and get the information training. I'll see what I can do on it, but please, people, stand up and help. You know, if you want to help on that. I know Jennifer, she did a lot of that. She's not on a call right today, but maybe I can get with her and she could actually give that information too. Keith, you got your hand up?
Yeah, I'm just thinking as far as that goes on information each person might want to use a sheriff for example, you know, what each person would want a sheriff to do. That's what I would think is we need to create standard operating procedure on what a sheriff actually does do, because I just think some of the things might just kind of be you know, we want him to be able to walk someone across the street, you know, and, you know, I just kind of think that'll get a little wonky. We just a standard operating procedure on basically what a sheriff would do or whatever position that's up for an election so that people can look at the actual standard operating procedure if they really want to see what a sheriff does or whatever position. So I'm just thinking that, I don't know, it seems kind of redundant. What I'd like to see them do is this. Then there's kind of other expectations that in some cases are unrealistic and not really job specific to what a sheriff does or whatever the position is. So just my thoughts.
Yeah, it could be anything like the Justice of the Peace. What does the Justice of the Peace do? People don't know. So like if I wanted to be the Justice of the Peace, what does that entail? What am I going to be doing? What does the Justice Peace do? You know, the same thing.
I thought you were talking about if somebody puts somebody up for an election and nominates them.
No.
Okay. So you're talking about what?
This is like, say, Keith, you say, I want to be the sheriff. And then we have something that you can look through to say, this is kind of what the sheriff does. You know what I'm saying? Like a training thing, whatever. So you go look at it, and you look at it and go, I really don't want to do that, so I'm not going to put myself in
action. You mean like a standard operating procedure? Like
right.
Saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I yield.
Yeah, it just, for each one of the positions, like the court clerk or the bondsman or, you know, any of the positions that are getting, you know, nominated right now, for them to be able to look at something and get some kind of training first before they put their hand up and say, yeah, I want to do that, right? Yeah, I agree with that. We do need that. And these are some of the documents that I'm talking about. We got to get people to help. You know, I definitely can't do them all. You know, it will be years here for me doing them. But I'll try to help and get, you know, just like I did the one for, let's go back to these other documents here. This document and this handbook I created, and I've used a lot of other people's information to create this. But again, is it complete? No. Do I need help for people to look at it? Yes. You know, I will create certain ones so we can get our counties and our state standing, but, you know, it can't just rely on Rocky doing it all and Rocky making all the rules. I'm not making rules. It is all of you. You know, it's when we're in these deals, that's when what other people don't understand is when we asked who's in charge, it's all of you that are in charge, not me. I'm just a facilitator, a person here to help you, guide you to trying to get this government running. I'm not the one telling you anything. So it's all of you. You know, it's the old saying, you know, and the old, when they first started this, it's we the people. That's who's in charge. All of us. So, me, I expect all of you to put some kind of input into this and to help, you know, build this government. Because you got to remember, whatever goes into it, you guys are going to live with it. And do you want to live with what we got now, or do you want to live with something new that we're free with? And if we want that, then that's what we got to create. Right? You know, that's my goal, is to help us build a government that we're all free, you know, and out of that other deal. Ms. Robertson, you want to say something? Is that Fiona?
Yes. That's me. Thank you, Rocky. I just wanted to add to what you just stated in regards to stepping up. I submitted a few videos in regards, and those videos can become an educational purposes for those who are questioning what we're doing. Like for instance, the citizenship that I submitted, and I extracted that and I created it directly out of Anna's the document that she put on her site, and then also the indemnity bond instructions are in there. So those are educational. For educational purposes, and I can actually create the standard procedure. As a matter of fact, I've done it a while back, and I can actually put it into action. and submit it for everybody's approval. So I yield.
Okay.
And also I'm working on the natural resources website.
Okay. Perfect. See, those are the kind of things. And then once we get that information, I can get with Kim, and then we can start modifying. Because P2 has gave us a lot of information. I just haven't had time to put it on the website. And that would help with what Robert's saying, is if we had on our website a certain place where people can go and read and watch these videos about these certain things. Because I know P2 has actually done some really good work. I really liked it. So, and I want to share it too with everybody, because we do need it. Anybody else want any comments or?
Yeah, I wanted to ask. Could you ask what's your name? The coordinator in California and
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle or in Ohio.
Lisa.
Or.
Lisa in Ohio.
No, the ones that have the full assembly running, like those that got everything working, you know what I mean? To ask them, and so we could borrow it and modify it.
We have all their documents, and they're on the website. They're on the file server, and I put it out there for everybody to look at, and I haven't got anybody really looking at it. I mean, see if I go to...
Like for all the positions on the voting, like you know, the coroner and all the sheriff and all those things as well?
It's all their documents. Hang on here. Wrong one. Yeah. My web browser is stuck on this other website. Did I spell it wrong? Yeah, two I's. This is all the Ohio's documents for them standing. You're welcome to go through them. This is everything that they did to say where they're standing right now. They said we can look through them and use whatever we want. We just can't copy them. And I have done that. That voting handbook is part of it. Is out of these documents.
But is there training for like what I was saying for each position that's going up for voting right now, like for sheriff, for coroner?
If you read in these, here's their officers and elections, right? You come down in here, and it gets to here, like a public notary. You get down here, and this explains what a public notary is, their eligibility, qualifications, if they need it vetted or not. You go through, you know, this is the Marshal at Arms. What our Marshal at Arms is. So it is here, all the information. Again, this is the sheriff, right? This is what the sheriff is. This is the duties of the sheriff, right? What's that?
Can you put the link to that in the chat for me?
There you go. It's in the chat.
Thank you.
I like I said, I tried to give you guys everything. They're in this file server, and this file server is yours for you guys to get information from. You dig around in there and find whatever. But yeah, all of this stuff is in here. You know, that's somebody has went through it and actually came up with, you know, what an officer is. You know, it's like I said, this document here is official officers and election original, right? And that's the Ohio one. And it basically goes through what the election is, whatever. I took a lot of stuff out of here and created that other document. I think some of this stuff, even with a position, is in that document. Let me go look. Let me see. ballots. Look here. Voting eligibility, state elections. No, I didn't. I did this train. This is a little training thing on different things, on different roles. I don't think I did all of it. No, I didn't actually put those position stuff in here. See, that would be something this document needs changed, and to add that kind of information in it, right, for our elections. And what is, you know, brief summary about the, you know, like Keith says, like a standard procedures, this document needs to be added and add those things in there. PT, you got your hand up?
Yes. What you're referring to right now with the Ohio Assembly handbook, I believe she took that directly from Anna's, and I saw it on the coordinator handbook because I read this and I created one for the state of Hawaii. So if we were to, what is the word I'm looking for here, to structure it based according to our own guidelines, we're not copying anybody else, but we're taking it directly from Anna's coordinator handbook.
But
I yield.
Lisa did say majority of the stuff, probably 80% of the stuff that's in this, you know, her handbooks here, are from the General Assembly handbook.
Yeah, and I also found the coordinator's handbook.
Right.
And I'll find it, I'll send it to you guys, because I created a document similar to this, and I sent it to Hawaii.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, and I can actually create a standard procedures and processes. So.
Okay.
I yield.
Thank you, Pito. Again, we need, you know, more than just V2, me, Robert, that's actually working on this stuff. You know, anybody else that wants to raise their hand to help, you know, please do. We do need the help. You know, it's, you know, when this government goes up and live, we're going to need a lot of help. And I know a lot of people are, you know, there's a lot of people hurting right now, and they do need the money. And as far as GFG goes and that money, even Anna said that that's most likely coming really soon in our last coordinator call. You guys go back and listen to the coordinator calls. I try to put them out there. They're also on, let me see if I can. Go to the website so you guys can see. And I can give you guys these links to anything. Just ask. And I can give you whatever it is. Let's see. Which one? Oh, this one. It's called Mop and Bucket, right? And these are all the Thursday night coordinator calls. You can go through and listen to all of them if you want. So if you just go, it's on Rumble, and it's called Mop and Bucket. And this one right here on the 9th was the last one. So you guys could sit and watch these. I would suggest watching these because there's information about, you know, when she talks about GFG or whatever, they're in these videos. You know, and if you want to know firsthand of what she's saying, watching the videos, you'll get it firsthand. You know, it's, we all got to self-govern here and take the initiative and help and get the information. All I can do is guide you to it. You know, it's just like you can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. I can take you guys to all the information, but I can't make you read it or watch it or whatever. So, you know, if there's any information that you need or want to know where it's at, let me know. I have all this stuff all over the place. I've been searching it myself because I want to know. You know what I'm saying? And I'm assuming everybody else does, and I tried to train on a lot of this. Jessica, you want to talk? Get your hand up.
Yes, Rocky. So I just had a suggestion. Now, as the assembly grows, right, you have people who have either hearing impairments or vision impairments. will there be a platform to where they'll be able to utilize it? Like, say, maybe we have something we can send them that's in Braille, or, you know, something that's in audio so that they can hear all of their documents that they're, you know, that they're getting ready to do. Mm-hmm. How are we going to make them feel the love and the compassion too, and not feel like outcasts?
But again, that's all of us standing up and helping and do that, right?
Right.
I don't think anybody here is, you know, opposed to actually helping anybody and giving them the love that we need to give them. But right. Again, as we grow, we need people. Like, I couldn't write you anything in Braille. So I'm not going to be able to write you a document or create anything in Braille because I don't know. We need somebody that works in that or has that field in their belt to be able to help us do that. But I agree, we do need to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, I do know Braille. I am vision impaired, so I went to Helen Keller School for the Blind and Hearing Impaired. So I do know, you know, I do know Braille.
That could be, you could help in doing that and taking these documents and making them in Braille. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we
right.
can send them out to them. And the deal is this is all about all of us getting together and taking the resources that we do. You know, we've all grown up and learned different jobs and different things. And we need to use those skills to help other people. That's the whole point, is we're here, you know, it's to protect each other's assets and to help each other grow into what we're doing. Right.
Right. That's all. I yield.
Thank you, Jessica. Any other comments or thing on where we're going here? The deal is we're moving forward. We're not going to stop, you know, in what we're doing. You know, like right now, the count of the people on here is 17, which is a good number. You know, last week it was 28. You know, we're getting people more and more involved, which is good. But we need to get them, even though they're getting more involved with the meetings, we need to get them involved with what we're doing, right? Because that's how we're going to get this thing working and running. It's going to, you know, to actually run the court and the government, whatever, we need 65 people, okay? And we have all of the positions. We have, let me see if I can locate that chart real quick that I created. See if I can get the current one, though. Not that one. This one here, do you guys see it? This is the sheriff's office. These are the people we have that are volunteer to help in the sheriff's department. These are our jury pool to do our courts. These are the people we're going to, you know, the court clerk is going to call on. These are the people that agreed to be a court clerk. This is our bondsman. This is our coroner. Justice of the peace. These are the two people that will be, you know, presiding with the court cases. These are the committees that we got going on right now. We have our IT committee. We have our vetting committee. You know, the recording secretary committee. Treasury, we have our ombudsman. We have all of these are not one person taking many jobs. These are different people. I mean, there is some people in here that are doing multiple jobs because they're kind of in line with them. But you can see we do have the people here, you know, and the one thing is without having money, we really can't do a lot too, because we can't buy a court building. We can't, you know, fund a lot of things because we don't have the funding yet. And that's what we're waiting for too. But we need to get ready to, we say, these are the people that are elected. They're ready to go. We sent it to the de facto saying, these are our people that have been elected for these jobs, you know, these positions. And, you know, we do our ex parte Milliken again and tell them in the ex parte Milliken, these are the people that you know, are going to be, you know, our people running our courts, our justice of the peace, all that kind of stuff. So that's why we got to get this going and working. You know, it's not, here, I'm going to stop sharing the screen so we can see each other too. This whole thing has to do with all of us working together. And as you can see, we do have people. We have people that will do it. You know, we just, you know, one of the biggest things is money. And, you know, Keith has told me this plenty of times, so is Tamara and a few other people, that, you know, enforcing anything without money is tough. And that's true. It is. But we got to get everything. We got to get our elections done. We got to get the voting on the elections. We got to get, you know, start doing the paperwork, you know, to notice the de facto that we've done our work. We're ready, and we're ready to take over. You know what I'm saying? Robert posted in the chat some stuff about the library and archives and that kind of stuff. Suggest you guys looking through that stuff. You know, but again, it's we as people need to basically take the initiative and learn. You know, I can get you the training information or the information that you're looking for, but I can't make you do it or look at it or read it or you learn. I mean, if you guys want, we can take each position, you know, and take at least two of them in each meeting and go over them and talk about them and, you know, do a little training, you know, live like this and go over those positions so that you guys can understand what they are and what they're going to be doing. We can do that too. So it's up to you guys. I just need input so I know how to gear these meetings to get what you guys need, you know, to start helping and just, you know, start being involved in this process that we're doing. Do you have any other comments or questions or something anybody wants to bring up?
I posted in the chat, it's here in Nevada, a free, they do free Braille service. So,
okay. That's cool. Any more comments or information we need? Okay, well, go ahead.
Next week, the voting part of it should be done.
The what now?
Next week, the voting part of the website should be done.
Yeah, I'll make sure. You know, I'm trying to finish up the last little pieces of the LRO. And the voting software there is working. I just need to give some screens for the election committee to create, you know, the ballot or the what we're electing. You know, it's like right now we're doing the election of officers to be able to create a you know, a voting for officers. And then you'll be able to key in each officer and put in their bio, that kind of stuff. I need to create the screen for that so the election committee can do it. But it, as far as the voting part of it, all that works. You know, if I go to, let's see if it's still up here running here. If I click on this, oops, log me out. It also, you got to do it within a certain time. So if I click on this, I can say, like here, like I could say yes on this, no on that one, yes on that one, whatever. And then I save it. It's done. I go to complete it. There's what I voted on. It's kind of working. You know what I'm saying? It's not, there's some little touch-ups and little things I got to add to it, but all that, it is, and this is voting results, which gives you a total of, you know, what the oversight committee and totals for it and stuff like that. So the stuff is in here, and if you notice, because I'm the one logged in, actually, I don't have that part. What it'll do, because I didn't want it to go away on me, is if the voting, like today, is in within this beginning and ending date, I can go back and change my vote. You know, like if I go back into it, it's not even doing what I expected to do. So there's things I need to do. But what it'll do is if say on September 20th of 2025, this one will disappear out of anything I can vote on because it's already done. You know what I'm saying? That was what we voted on to do. And, you know, I'll make sure it's doing all that. I haven't tested all of that stuff yet. And then on the completed part here shows just what you completed. And then on the voting results is everybody, what everybody voted on. So that's kind of how that works. But, you know, if we need more information or it to do different things, I need to know that, and I can actually do that.
Just keep it simple.
Any more?
Tally the votes, and then that's it. Don't make it complicated like right now.
Yeah, it's. I try to not to make it complicated. Just, and the deal is like I said, you have. When I just logged in, I was logged in because I've got an account in the LRO, so I can log in and I can vote. If you can't, if you don't have an LRO account, you won't be able to vote this way. Now, we are going to do, from what I understand, Robert, and what you told me is we're going to do paper ballots for the people that don't have accounts or and they want to vote, so we can still allow them to vote too. Right?
Yes, whatever's easier for them at that time where they have that option. Or they could wait and whatever's easier and convenient to them, to everyone.
Right. Any questions or comments or anything anybody want?
This is Carolyn. I got here late.
Okay, Carolyn.
Just wondering what everybody thought about Anna's video the other day. Are we back to believing that she's going to get money?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody has ever watched it or whatever. I actually put out, I just told everybody where they can go to here. And this is the Thursday call that you can watch. If you go to, I also record them as I'm watching them. And I stick them, let's see. I have it still up. No. If you go to the... Oops. Keep messing that up.
Rocky, we're not seeing your screen.
Huh? You're not seeing the screen?
No, you stopped screen sharing a while ago.
Yeah, let me screen share again. Okay, can you see the screen now or not? Can you guys see the screen? I'm not hearing anybody, yes. So I'm assuming you can.
Yes.
If you go here where it says Anna's coordinator calls, that one there is the same as this Muckbun Bucket. It has each one of these in it. And the one that says Anna's Monday calls, those are when she does her calls as she just talks to everybody on Monday. So I record all those. I stick them up here. You'll see 4-6 was the last one I put up here. As I get them, I put them in here so you guys could watch them. So, they're there. Jessica, you got your hand up?
Oh, I forgot to take it down. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any more questions or things that we want to know? Okay, with that said, you know, I don't really have any other information I wanted to share today. So... if you guys want to adjourn, I need to hear somebody say adjourn the meeting.
I bring the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Somebody seconding it?
I second it.
Everybody say aye if they want to adjourn.
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody doesn't want to say nay? Okay, ayes got it. We'll see you guys next Saturday at 6 o'clock. Thanks for coming, and again, email me if you need anything.
Are you leaving now? Oh.
We are leaving.